Happy Friday morning. It is February the 26th, I believe, and we're on the Cook Report doing the Friday wrap-up with my co-host next to me, Kelvin from the UK. And Kelvin, if you want to tell him a bit about yourself, I know this wasn't in the rehearsal, but I just thought of it.
My name's Kelvin Fagan. I live in Cambridge in the United Kingdom, and I'm a photographer full time at the University of Cambridge. And part time, I do a little bit of web development and a bit of HTML and some stuff like
Very good. So on the Friday wrap up, to get right to it, we're going to wrap up starting with Tuesday because Monday we weren't on due to technical difficulties related to the internet just not working at all. And that's been fixed. We got a band-aid on that. So we're ready to go. Tuesday we talked tactical tips for SEO like we always do. And we dealt with things like, do you want more conversions, more reach? If you get more traffic, what would the success look like to them? And them being the client that you're working with. If they need to have just more conversions and they don't care about getting more traffic because they're getting, 10,000 visitors a month, but they're not getting them to sign up for the newsletter, then how do we make that happen? So, as I've oftentimes said, you do the basic things for SEO to get them to your site the first time, to your blog the first time, then you provide them with a good user experience so they'll come back. So, oh, we got dessert there last time we were there. Let's go and get dessert again. Just like with a restaurant, you have to give them a good user experience. And the checklist that we've got into there, we've expanded this into a slideshare presentation. All this will be in the show notes. And a different thing on the show notes today. There's going to be a single link to a WordPress post that's going to have everything. It'll all be saved into a PDF file by virtue of the capacities of LibreOffice. Shout out to the fellow in Canada that told me about LibreOffice. He's a school teacher up there. He knows a lot about square foot gardening too, if you ever cross his path. Mark Sturgill. Or as it's Mark. I think it's Sturgill. Maybe I've got that name wrong. My memory is not the best. Anyway, on Wednesday, the show notes started off with organizing your Pinterest boards alphabetically to make them easier to, as cake to find. And then we went into six little things that you could do to make your day, your tasks be better, like saving 20% of your work day for just you time. Maybe you just need to take a nap because you work too late. And you watch the movie Deadpool again, something like that. Craziness. I mean, who would do that? I don't know. Anyway, make sure that you can easily measure results because if you can't measure it, you can't fix it. The things that you want to measure, some important considerations, is your traffic, how many and where do they come from, your leads that converted. How many conversions did you get? So if you got 1,000 leads and you converted 200 of them or 10 of them, those are important numbers to know. How many sales did you get? If you're into e-commerce side of things, it's about bang for the buck. What's the return on your investment? The time spent, did you make any sales? And the last one, and I think probably very important these days, is what channels did your leads come from? So if all of your leads came from Facebook, and you got thousands of leads from Facebook, but they didn't buy anything. Well, then let's look at the channel that did provide you with a lot of sales because you got to pay the bills, right? Having social media goals, like do you want to build brand awareness? Do you want to drive traffic to your website, your blog? Do you want to get new customers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And oh, someone is from London is reminding me I didn't lock the seat. Okay, there, the seat's locked. Thank goodness for that. Corinder, you saved the day again. You're my hero. And if you're ever into podcasting and so forth and have questions, Corinder's the guy to ask. He's on Blab. The show notes for the 25th, we dealt with advertising sizes. And after it's all said and done, if you get your ad approved and everything is as it should be, there's still a consideration, and take it away. Calvin, this is your moment of glory on the Cook Report, 2 in 1 day. Who'd have thunk it? Remember that we talked about the ads?
And yeah, you mentioned- well, yeah, never. If you're going to put a file in your website and it's a, might be a banner advertising something, don't call that banner ad or advert. Don't have that word advert in the file name, because ad blocker software will notice that and it'll just block it. And if you're trying to reach an audience, you don't want it blocked. It might not be an ad, but it might be just a picture. But don't keep that file name advert in it. It'll destroy your message. I made the error and I uploaded it to my website, and I spent hours and hours trying to work out why I couldn't see it on the web. I tested it, found the problem, and fixed it.
Very good. The other consideration is if your ad is disapproved with say Google, they said, no, this one can't go. Check the timing, check the image format, check that it's not too fuzzy of an image. All those things are identified in there. And so it goes. We've now concluded with a quick wrap up of the week's show, because it was a short week. There was no Monday. And on that note, it's shout out time. And we give praise to Edinburgh Dusters and Edinburgh Scotland for making the graphics for the Cook Report. Wouldn't have the show if they hadn't given us that gentle nudge of going. One afternoon, Fraser was just playing about with Canva. And he said, hey, let's call it the Cook Report. And we could do that. And I'd already purchased this background that you see behind me to hide the clutter more than anything. And thanks to Kelvin for pointing out to me right before we started the show. He says, are you going to put up the background? Oops. So that being in place, we did the shout out for Edinburgh Dusters. We're right on a roll. And we got to remember passing places around Scotland, to be correct. It's passingplaces.scot. That'll be in the show notes. And they provide travel information about Scotland from a native. I mean, if you're going to go to Samoa, you're not going to ask the guy at the hotel, unless he's Samoan, what's interesting to see, right? Same thing with Scotland. Scotland and Samoa, they both start with an S. They're both travel places. But Kelvin Scullion only lives in Scotland. I don't think he's even been to Samoa, but if he has, we'll find out. So those are the shout outs. Oh, I almost forgot. The big thank you to blab.im, the people that make this recording possible. If we record the shows, they make an email available to us right after the show that's got the MP3, the audio file, and the MP4, the video file, and they sent it to us straight away. And now we'll conclude the show with those magic words. Oh, but before I do, there's a Cook Report evaluation question. I only ask one question. If you're curious what that is, click on that link that you'll see at the bottom of the show notes, and it's yes or no. So what? Doesn't that make you curious? What one single question would he ask, yes or no? So go see it. And on that point, we'll say those three magic words. It's a wrap.